Dr. Erica Schaefer is in her sixth year as assistant professor of trumpet and assistant director of bands here at UTC. She teaches trumpet lessons and directs the jazz band and trumpet ensemble. On Wednesday, November 13th, UTC's jazz band will showcase music from Harold Arlen, Arturo Sandoval, Quincy Jones, Thelonious Monk, and Cootie Williams. I asked Dr. Schaefer how she chose material for the jazz band concert.
Perhaps my top priority is to pick music by masters, music written by jazz masters or performed by jazz masters. I want them to play really high quality music. So that's the number one priority. I also try to give them a variety of styles, a variety of composers. And I pick music that I like, of course, and that I think is well suited for the particular makeup of the group on a particular semester.
Okay. And what drew you to these specific pieces, the composers and arrangers?
I've been wanting to do some Thad Jones music for a long time. I think his music, while it represents sort of traditional swing, also has some more modern elements to it. And so that was part of the selection of Backbone. We have vocalists that sing with us every semester, and I basically let them decide what they want to sing. And that led to the selection of Sunny Side of the Street and Bewitched, That Old Black Magic, and Stormy Weather. Also a fan of Charles Mingus. Again, more modern writing. The choice of Pedal Point Blues. Flirt is a very traditional swing piece. Was performed by the Count Basie Band. It's got a slower tempo to it and a real nice slow swing groove to it. And then we've got some Latin charts on here, Rhythm of Our World and La Suerte de los Tontos, featuring Latin styles. Fun. Good for the students to be exposed to those too.
Okay. And how do you determine which soloist is going to perform on these tunes?
Sometimes you need to stick with what's actually written in the piece. For example, music written by Duke Ellington. He wrote music solo specifically for individuals in his band, and so it's important with his music to stick with the instrument that he wrote it for. There's some more flexibility with some other music. Sometimes I still go with who it's written for. I usually poll the students to see who wants to solo on a particular piece, and definitely will go with whoever's interested. And probably the last priority is quality of the solo, but I just want all of them to get experience doing it. That's the whole point, and for them to improve on it. And if they want to do it, I want them to do it.
And what are the challenges that students face and learn, and what they learn about these charts?
Learning rhythms, timing and rhythms. We've been focusing on that a lot. And so not only do you have to learn how to play your part in terms of the rhythm, but it has to fit in with everybody else and line up with everybody else. Having the same sound, having a good balance, which means that either sometimes all of the voices and the sections and different instruments will have equal volume. Other times, one person or one section should be louder than another section, working on that. Appropriate style, working on that jazz swing style. Also, intonation, tuning of chords, making sure we're all in tune with each other. And then technical aspects. There are some challenging technical aspects to the music requiring fast tonguing, fast fingers, coordination of those things.
The UTC Jazz Band comprises of 17 students and two vocalists. I asked Dr. Schaefer how UTC freshmen adapt from playing jazz in high school to the college level.
Well, a lot of them haven't had jazz experience before. A lot of them come from high school programs where there was not a jazz band. And so getting used to that style, which is really quite different from the classical style of performing. And, in fact, jazz was sort of a rebellious response to classical music, and so a lot of it is opposite in approach. Those that do have high school jazz band experience, probably didn't have as much rehearsal time as we do, and therefore, the quality just wasn't quite there. And so I'm really digging into, refining some more of those initial jazz skills.
And my last question is, in your view, what factors you think help make a concert a success?
It's got to be exciting, and so I think part of that is variety of music and Also part of it is the quality of the performance. The students have got to be into the music, and they've got to display, perform that excitement through their music. It's that feel, it's that energy that they give that is really going to be the difference between a dull concert and an exciting concert. So I would say that's the main thing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.